Another incident with Mr. Forsythe. You would be doing a job, a project, drawings for it, working as hard as you could. And when you were about 80% finished with it, he'd call his head draftsman into his office, but leave the door open a bit. And he would say, "What is wrong with John? He's not getting those drawings out fast enough." Of course, what I did was work harder. So after, the second time, I realized what was going on. So when I went to tell him I was leaving, we had a nice conversation. You know, he said, "Some jobs you make money on and some you don't." And he said, "I want you to know that every job you worked on, I was able to make money off of." Mm-hmm. And I started to say, "Well, then why did you tell Bob Stauffer I wasn't working hard enough?"
Why did Mr. Forsythe even come to Tulsa?
He came to work here for John McDonald, the architect. John McDonald did the Irish Cottage on 21st Street, just west of Peoria. He was from New York, and he had a family was quite well-to-do and had oil interest. He came here to look after their Oklahoma oil interest, but he had this strong talent to be an architect. So he started designing houses and eventually got his license. I always question, why did Forsythe come to Tulsa? Because prior to coming to Tulsa, he worked with New York City architects. And John Russell Pope, who did the National Archives building, Forsythe had a great deal of respect for him. But he worked for one architectural firm in New York, and they sent him to Shanghai. They had the commission to design Yale in Shanghai. He was there for 2 years. So when I started writing about him, his two daughters were still living. The oldest one, I visited with her. She lived in Albuquerque. And I said, "Why did you come to Tulsa?" She said, "I don't know. We got off the boat in California, and we took a train directly to Tulsa." I finally decided that because of Forsythe living in New York, and because he was a bit of a snob, that he had made contact with McDonald there. So that was the reason. Mm-hmm. And then McDonald, well, he's done several houses here in Tulsa, but he also had an inn in Ponca City. He did the Clary House, the Dillard Clark House, several others there. Forsythe, in 1936, came out with a book on his architecture, and he takes credit for those houses and even another one. I can't remember the name. But McDonald died at an early age. He was here in Tulsa and developed health problems, took the train to New York, and died shortly thereafter. So I'm sure that with the design talents that Forsythe had, he probably did most of the designing on those houses. And I tell this in my book. I said that McDonald had been dead for 7 or 8 years, and I probably would have done the same thing.